You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning to Rob. I wish you guys could see Rob sitting there with his finger and his thumb on his chin.
Very pensive.
I'm trying to look intelligent.
Rodin's thinker.
It's working.
How's it going, Rob?
Very well,
what's been happening?
Oh, lots, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about something else.
All right, hit us. Where are we going?
Okay, right. This was really quite interesting, this. Scientists have found material from outside our solar system for the first time ever.
Wait, hang
just
on, let
material?
Me just... So, Earth is in the solar system, which is in a galaxy? No?
Wait, the orders of magnitude are lost on me.
Yeah, it's what I was trying to work out. What's, you know, which one's biggest?
Yeah, I don't know.
The universe is the biggest
universe
one,
biggest.
Eh?
Yeah,
then
okay.
Galaxy?
Galaxy, then solar system. Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. Someone correct us on 5
and then
5,
you
5,
end up
5.
With a bird cage. That's the smallest.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Russian doll effect.
A wheel within a wheel.
Yeah.
The windmills of your mind. Carry on.
Yes, yeah, so anyway, according to a controversial Harvard professor, right, the spheres were found in the Pacific in June by Professor Loeb. It's believed it originated from a fireball that fell to Earth in 2014.
Oh, wow.
How did we not notice that?
I don't know. Probably was looking the other way.
Maybe we saw the fireball, but we couldn't find it until now.
Yeah.
Oh, where is it?
This is a historic discovery, he told me, because it represents the first time that...
Call you up, did he?
Scientists... I spoke to the geezer. Can analyse materials from a large object that arrived from outside the solar system.
Okay.
The analysis from the objects found it had, I'm not sure about this first one, beryllium. It's the word beryl with L-I-U-M after it.
Who's
now, there's
beryl?
There's a drag name if you need one.
Yeah.
There is a space-themed drag name
Well,
for
I've
you.
Got another one afterwards. Lanthanum is another one.
Oh, I'm getting a good vibe from that.
And uranium, which is pretty boring. But anyway... That apparently sets them apart from objects that would normally be expected to have been formed on the Earth, Moon or Mars.
Wow.
Okay.
So he's confident he'll find more. He suggested to me that the material could be extraterrestrial technology and sort of hinted the fireball might have been an alien spacecraft. I put the phone down after that.
Yeah, he seems he's way out of line there. That's crazy.
But Professor Loeb has made a number of claims that about extraterrestrial life and visitors from from other solar systems, but he's probably best known for his suggestion that Oumuamua, the first interstellar object to visit our solar system, was possibly an alien probe. I've got to say, 24 hours ago, I had no idea about any of that.
No.
So I researched it, and this is what I found.
All right, hit us.
Now, the word is Hawaiian. So I spoke to our linguistic department when I first got here, and apparently that is a pronunciation is Oumuamua, which is a Hawaiian word which means scout and reach.
Ah.
It was originally called 1127 UI.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, very rolls off the tongue, that one. Yeah.
It was discovered by Robert Warwick in Hawaii in 2017. And when it was first observed, it was about 33 million k's from Earth.
Bloody hell, it's a
long
way.
Which I just worked out just now is about 80. If you went to the moon and back again 85 times, that's the distance.
Well, that's just a short trip when you put it in such terminology. Nice.
Now, this is a bit, I mean, it was a long way away, so I understand this. It was estimated to be between 100 and 1,000 metres long.
So they can't quite pinpoint the actual distance.
And its width and thickness both estimated between 35 and 167 metres, and it was red.
It was red.
I quite like that they're like, we're a bit iffy on these things, but it's definitely red. We've got
and
that
it,
much
it,
for
it,
you.
It exhibited non-gravitational acceleration.
What's that mean?
Well, it means...
the fear.
It means it was floating about and it moved without gravitational pull making it move.
Oh,
Star Trek styles. I kept thinking, it was all that thing, maybe something splashed on the screen and was just like dribbling down or something. Do you know what I mean?
It's like when you think that there's, you know, something in the TV show, it's just a fly stuck on you. You're like, what's that?
He's had no support for his claims from the scientific community.
Oh, hang on. So now we're coming all the way back around to this is just some absolute nonsense.
But it is actually from outside the solar system.
Well, that's really interesting.
That is the real interesting bit. I shouldn't have focused on Mr. Lowe, but I just think he's a character.
He does sound like a character,
I didn't phone him, he phoned me.
Yeah,
I just got his random phone call.
When you got your phone number.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Thank you, Google, for that.
Thanks for bringing us a bit of spacey stuff this morning. Yeah. It does really like make my brain work to conceptualize space, I have to say. I can still remember being quite existential as a small child, being explained that if you can see a star, it might be already out.
Yeah.
But distance and light and stuff, that still does my head in.
Hurdy's still thinking about infinity. What do you mean?
What do you mean, infinity?
I still freak out when I see the sun and the moon in the same sky. Yeah. You imagine if I was like 800 years or 1,000 years ago, I'd seen that. I would have freaked out.
Something's about to happen.
So, interesting stuff.
Got a poem for us today, Rob?
Nah, I'm really sorry. I should have had one, but I've been sleeping very much, which is a nice link into my song.
It is Faithless with Insomnia, picked by Rob this morning. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Get some rest, yo, where's the cess? I confess, I burned a hole in the mattress. Yes, yes, it was me. I plead guilty, and at the count of three, I pull back the duvet, make my way to the refrigerator. One dry potato inside, no lie, not even bread jam. When the light above my head went bang, I can't see, something's all over me. Greasy insomnia, please release me and let me dream about making mad love on the heat, tearing off tights with my teeth. But there's no relief, I'm wide awake in my kitchen. It's black and I'm lonely. Oh, if I could only get some sleep. Creaky noises make my skin creep. I need to get some sleep. I can't get no sleep.
This was obviously the song people didn't know they needed this morning, Rob. You've really hit it. I beeper vibes
on a day like this, do you know what I mean?
Insomnia by Faithless. Thanks for bringing us some space stuff.
Thank you.
And an unexpectedly necessary rave moment this morning. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.